Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back again here talking about real estate, of course, because that's pretty much all we do. And this time it's something a little different, something I don't think I have done before. And that is I brought in a client, or actually a past client right now, who just bought a house. Him and his girlfriend went through a lot to get to a house, and it's all part of this super seller's market. And that's kind of what I've been coining this as. And we're going to get right into it and talk to Jay to find out what is it like to be a buyer in this market.
Yes.
Jay, how is it?
It's tough.
It's tough?
It is tough, yes.
Yeah. Is it as tough as somebody asking to come in and do a podcast?
No.
No, not quite no. That tough. So yeah, so Jay, I met Jay actually, and you can attest this. We met a couple years ago.
Yes.
I was looking for a car.
Yes.
It was at the BMW place, which is, I guess, is Misano.
Correct.
BMW, right? I'm going to make sure I don't get that wrong. Misano BMW. And I had the kids with me, and somehow I stuck in your mind, I guess, as somebody, yes, that knows something about real estate, which is actually pretty funny.
I mean, as a salesperson, you kind of judge people. You,
yeah,
kind of figure people out. That's that stuck with me.
Yeah.
And so when it was time, I was like, yep, I'm just going to call Brad. I still had his info.
That's amazing.
I was like, let's do it. And right off the bat, I remember my conversation with you was basically, Brad, don't sugarcoat it to me. I need somebody to, it's a first time home purchase.
Yep.
I need somebody to guide me through it, but I need somebody to not, like, you know, okay, well, we'll try again, yeah, next time. I just, like, just be real with me,
yeah,
and we'll get through it.
Yeah. And you know what? In this market, I think it's the only way you can be.
Yeah.
It's so different. You know, and I say this all the time about how long I've been doing this, and this market, and I think I probably said this to you when we started working together, mm-hmm, is this market is completely different than any other market.
Yes.
That's why I call it the super seller market. I mean, it's just crazy. So one of the things is I wanted to talk about is, what did you hear ahead of time? Because, you know, I can sit here and tell you all these things about the market. I can try to build the expectation, but what did you hear about this market before you called me, before you jumped in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So definitely, whether it's through clients, family,
yeah,
you know, oh, I just heard so-and-so just bought a house. They paid this much over asking, and all kinds of stories of,
yeah,
just exorbitant amounts of money over asking,
yeah,
because that's just, you know, supply, yeah, demand, and that's what you had to do to win.
Yeah.
So coming into it is like, okay, A, is this really the right time? B, is it, you know, what I really want?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of answering those questions, talking to Nikki, getting all that stuff figured out. And,
yeah,
then, you know, pulling the trigger and saying, okay, yes, let's take it to the next step with, you know, getting in touch with you,
yeah,
to, okay, what's those steps? Where do you begin?
Right.
What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah, and it pretty much, from what you heard, so the good thing is that I'm hearing this now. The good thing is you did hear this ahead of time before,
yes,
coming to me. You kind of knew,
yes,
what you were getting into. I think the media is definitely stirring this, mm-hmm, up and telling people,
for
which,
sure,
and for one thing, for the you know, for one time, the media actually is doing something right.
Yeah.
They're saying the right things. And it's and you were still, after that, you're still willing to jump into this.
Yes. You know, I had been looking for a while, or at least on the back burner,
yeah,
just something I had been ready for, that I had plans for maybe years past, never really fell into place. Timing wasn't right, whatever the situation was. And, you know, finally at that point where I was like, okay, things are good. Job's good. Everything's stable. Market's not exactly ideal for a buyer right now.
Right.
But I remember saying to you on that phone call, I was like, I understand I'm going to go at or above asking.
Right.
I've already come to terms with that.
Right.
But what I need to have out of the house, the home, all of that, I have to check off X number of boxes if I'm,
correct,
going to be willing to pay that much for,
gotcha,
it. I know I'm going to need, you know, certain things, and then not compromise and say, okay, I need that stuff if I'm going to pay this much over, or if it is a nice house and it only checks off so many boxes, I'm only willing to go so much over to say, I have to put a cap on it on this house because it's not everything I wanted.
That, so you had a plan coming forward.
I did.
You had a plan. You kind of knew in your mind what you wanted to do, what you were willing to spend, and what you're willing to give up if need be to get the house that you wanted. Whether A, you're going to pay even more over full price, or B, you pay a little bit over full price or full price and not get everything you wanted or not get certain things. So, and we looked at, I'm not sure how many houses we looked at, but how many offers did we put in?
Three offers.
And we got it on the third one, correct? When you didn't get that first house, even though you knew about the market and you knew everything going on and you knew what you were getting into, how did you feel?
I actually kind of expected it.
Interesting.
Myself.
How did Nikki feel? Was she upset?
I think so, a little bit. Yeah. You know, she took her cue from me, at least, I think, in terms of like, okay, well, you know, this was the first offer that we put in. I didn't expect to come out on top the very first time. That being said, it's still, hey, we like the house. We put an offer on it. It could be real. It could. Yeah. You have to be prepared. If you're putting an offer in, you have to know that that could be your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think when we got the news from you and you're like, hey, you know, they went with somebody else and here's the reasons why, and you kind of start to learn those things, it's like, okay, all right, well, that makes sense. And okay, next time around when we're ready for it, okay, this is, you know, we'll explore that option for, you know, a concession or whatever.
Yeah. So I think what you're talking about is probably which was the conversation we have. And, you know, the first time we write an offer with a client like yourself, it's hard to say, okay, here's everything everybody's doing.
Yes.
Are you willing to do this? And usually on the first one, you're like, I don't know. And then you lose one and then you get that under your belt. And then it's like, okay, this didn't feel good. We want to get the house. What are the other ideas? So then we started talking about what?
Correct.
Covering the appraisal, a little bit of the appraisal, right?
Correct.
If it comes in under, we go in a little higher. Obviously, how did you feel about no inspections?
It definitely was a, okay.
Yeah.
Take a step back and that's just what everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. It kind of sucks to go along with a, well, that's what everybody's doing.
Of course it does.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's also, it just brought to mind more of what I was looking for, what I was going to be okay with, what I had to look for myself when doing a walkthrough.
Yeah. Definitely take your time a little bit more,
and
right?
Paying attention to those things that I'm like, okay, normally you're just like, oh, that's nice. I like this room. But it's like, okay, I'm paying attention to this outlet that I saw or whatever, and the tub looks a certain way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, taking a little bit of that upon myself, I am lucky that, you know, my dad is very handy had done construction in the past, woodworking, all that kind of stuff.
So you felt, that made you feel more confident too, right?
You know, almost 30 years in insurance.
Yeah.
So talking with him, it's like, okay, well,
look at this, look at that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I was lucky with that, you know, to have a little bit of that background.
Sure.
And support from him. But it's definitely one of those things that, and you know, people at work are like, what? You're crazy. No inspections. And I'm like, then I'm not going to get the house.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, and just so you know, that's only about 18 months to 2 years old. That scenario. Okay. Yeah. In the past, you know, being a buyer agent, and even to this day, I think the conversation that I typically have, and I probably do with you, is that I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm saying this is what people are doing to get the house.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying this is a great idea. It's just that when nobody's asking for inspections anymore, you're not going to, and all of a sudden you come in and ask for inspections, guess who gets picked? You're out. You know?
Exactly.
So it's you know, it's one of those things. But so that was probably a little different for you, and probably your parents and everybody else that talked to you said, oh my gosh, no inspections. Are you crazy?
And then I turned around and say, well, the house was built in 2004. And
exactly.
Things. And I'm like, okay, I'm not getting into a 1960s house. I'm not getting into my parents' house is built in 1880. Getting into that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little different. A little different there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So we end up doing the second offer, and we didn't get that one.
Correct.
Did that change then your attitude a little bit?
That one hurt more.
That would hurt more.
That one
hurt
more.
It stung.
Because we planned a little bit more. We talked it out a little bit more.
Gotcha.
We're like, hey, we're gonna go in like this, and we're gonna do one of those options that we talked about, you know, covering a little bit of appraisal, this and that and everything. And, you know, we were kind of like, okay, this feels good. We like the house more. We like the location, everything like that. And, you know, not hearing anything. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably not good news then.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it wasn't. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that one stung, like you said, because
stung a little bit more.
Because you could start to see yourself living there.
Yeah.
That was a thing. Yeah. The very first one that we put an offer in was one of the first houses that we looked at.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like you said, get it under your belt.
Yep.
And, you know, for me, it was like, okay, offer number two, start to visualize it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't want to get your hopes up too much, but that is almost inevitable.
Yeah.
Especially with a first time home buyer.
And
it's I can see it.
And I think with the first one, and I'm kind of realizing this as you talk, a lot of times the things go on in my head, and this is where I like to interject, is that what's interesting is you can tell somebody till you're blue in the face about a market or about something.
Yes.
Okay. And they say, yes, I believe it. I understand it. I agree with it. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it actually happens to you,
yes.
Doesn't that change it a little bit?
Yes.
I think it does,
somewhere or heard from somebody that experience matters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It really does.
It does.
Change it.
It changes
experiencing it for yourself.
Yeah.
As a person, I've always been that kind of a learner as well, to experience something.
Sure.
And then, okay, now I have something to look back at.
Yeah.
Something tangible and say, hey, okay, I've been through it this way. And it does. It changes.
Yeah. So the second one changes a little bit. So the second one hurts a little bit more.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you go to the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Now at that point I always think, okay, do you get to a point when you're like, screw it. If we don't get this one, it's fine too. You know what I mean? Like, do you get to that point? Did that feel like that? So it's first when you're like, okay, we're all right. Second one, it hurts because I fell in love with it. Third one, you're like, screw it. If we get it, great. If we don't, we'll keep looking.
Yes and no.
Okay.
No, because we really did like that one.
Okay.
It is
a nice one.
It was the one that, of all the houses, I think I counted it up, it was like 10 or 11 that we actually looked at.
Yeah.
It was the one that we both agreed we liked the most, hands down, out of all of them. So it was one of those like, okay,
I'm coming in
and Brad's going to help me with this one.
I'm
coming in strong.
Yep.
And I'm going to make sure that I do everything I can to leave it all on the table. Without going crazy, because I did say right up front, I was like, Brad, don't let me do anything stupid.
Yeah. Don't want to do stupid things.
Yeah, it was like, okay, we're going to do everything that we can, and, you know, chips fall where they may.
So
a little bit of a, if it doesn't stick, it doesn't stick, but it was definitely like we had our hopes
on.
We want this house.
Right.
Yes.
If that wouldn't have happened, would you have kept going?
That's a great question. I don't know that I would have given up, but it definitely would have, I think,
turned
that corner of like, all right, here we go again. Let's just throw this one up there.
Yeah.
And your heart's not in it as much when, you know, you're shopping for your home.
Yeah.
I mean, home is where the heart is.
Absolutely. Do you love your home?
Yes. Absolutely.
So after all that process,
yes.
Isn't it great to know that you bought a house that you absolutely love?
Yes. And you did say that after, it was either the first or the second one, I do not remember, but you're like, I've never had anybody not find a home and not find something that they love.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just like, don't give up on me.
Yep.
Don't give in. And, you know, it was funny because at that point I was like, thought didn't cross my mind too much about, you know, packing it in or anything like that. And then after the third one, if that was a no, I think that would have been a big blow. And it would have been we're still going with it, but maybe this is like, it's time to renew the lease a whole year. Like,
yeah, and that's what happens. And you know what's funny is, as a renter, that's what happens. A lot of times what happens is you go, well, then screw it. I'm going to re-up the lease again. I'll pay another $150 a month more, whatever it is, because I can't handle the depression anymore. I can't handle going through this anymore. So it's interesting, but you got a great house and I think it's awesome. What advice would you have for somebody coming into the market just as you did?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the best advice that you could give?
Definitely, I felt like it really helped that I prepared, that I did my homework, that I did a lot of, you know, research, talked to people before I even reached out to you.
Cool.
You know, as something as simple as looking at the houses, A, knowing that they're not going to be there, but B, to figure out what I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I had a general idea of where or where I'd be okay with, or what type of, you know, community it would be and everything like that. But it was, you know, you start to look through all of that and it's like, okay, I really like this. I really did not like this. I really was okay on that.
Yeah.
And you just start to filter things down and have something in your mind so that when that house comes up, it's yes, boom, yeah. I want that. Brad, get me that house.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember on the house that we got, it was, we were preparing to see another listing that was your listing.
Yeah.
And this came this came up a day or two before we were supposed to go to that showing. And I immediately jumped on the email and I'm like, want to see this one too.
Yeah.
Yep. Can we fit in?
Yep.
Because that was, I was like, wow, that's really nice. It's where we like all that stuff.
A block away from when you lost.
Yes. Literally.
Whatever.
So doing your homework, doing your research, really made it a lot easier to talk to you about it and set expectations. You did a great job setting expectations in the beginning. And just kind of saying like, hey, you know, I did a pre-approval through my credit union. You're like, hey, I'm not going to tell you not to do that, but here's something that you should know.
Yep.
And it was
nothing against credit unions at all.
It definitely, and I said this in the process too, is like, I know that had I stayed with my credit union, there would have been plenty of hurdles with, you know, like you said, these decisions are not made on banking hours.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. I mean, you just have to make sure that whoever your lender is in this market, especially when we need a pre-approval, we need a pre-approval.
Right.
Period. That's just the way it is. And sometimes that doesn't happen through certain lending institutions. So I just want to say thanks so much for coming on here today and sharing a little bit of your story, because you guys were great to work with. You took advice, you made great decisions on your own. You did the homework up front, which is really, really smart. And that really helps us. It really does. It helps my job. It helps me, you know, because, you know, you see it, you read about it, you know what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, no, I'd love to come back.
I would love to have you back. Yeah, if you need a BMW, Masano BMW, you can look him up. I'll give a plug for you. How's that?
There we go.
Yeah, there we go. So it's Jay Simon here, and he was just a great customer. So was his girlfriend, Nikki. And I just want to thank you for coming out. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Jay Simon. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to bring more customers in here, I think, because I get to hear another side of the story, which is really cool. So I'm going to bring somebody in here, I think, next week again to talk about this. And actually, the girl that's coming in, her and her boyfriend put in 8 different offers. So you'll definitely want to hear about that one. It's a good story. All right. I'll talk to you soon.